I'm a desperate man. Send lawyers, guns and money. This shit has hit the fan.
Hi folks, Bob Main here with another episode of the Handgun World Show. Why do I carry a gun? Because I can't carry a cop. Thanks for tuning in. This is episode number 41 of the Handgun World Show. And if you are a first time or a new listener, I want to first of all thank you for tuning in. This is a practical show. I'm going to tell you right up front, I'm not real technical. I'm not a gunsmith. I'm not ex-law enforcement. I'm not an ex-military guy or anything like that. I'm not going to tell you how to trick out your AR-15. I'm not going to tell you how to tune your 1911 to make it shoot inch and a half groups at 20 yards. Why? Because I don't know that stuff. But what I do know is the practical shooting, the practical owning, and the practical carrying of these marvelous instruments that we can possess, at least here in the United States we can, called handguns. And so that's what I'm going to talk about. I'm going to give you my own practical experiences, my personal experiences. I do a lot of research that I incorporate into this show. I pull some information from different experts in the field. But a lot of this, folks, is just based on my own experiences and my own personal go-arounds with some of this stuff. I've been shooting competitively for about 5 years. I've taken a couple of combat training courses, and I carry a pistol every day for protection. So that's where I'm coming from. And if you are an experienced shooter, experienced gun owner, you're still going to get a lot from this. It's good to get reminded of the basics from now and from time to time. I'm sure you'll probably agree with that. So what am I going to talk about in this show, episode 41? I'm going to talk about women. Yeah, I'm going to talk about women in this episode. Now I got the guy's attention, don't I? You're thinking, hey, this is a cool gun show. I like this guy. He talks about women. Well, I'm going to talk about women that guns that women should own. All right? I'm going to talk about what handgun to buy for your wife or your girlfriend or significant other. Okay? This is a question a lot of people wonder. You know, what kind of a gun for self-protection should I get my wife or my girlfriend or significant other? I'm going to do the best I can to answer that question. And I got some good information to share with you on that. Women and guns is growing in popularity every year. And it's a subject I felt like I could not ignore. So I'm going to I'm going to dive into that shortly. Couple of announcements I want to make real quickly. Handgunworld.com. Handgunworld.com. By the way, don't forget to visit my YouTube channel. I now have a YouTube channel. Go to youtube.com/user/handgunworldshow. Or you can just search Handgun World Show on YouTube. I put a video on there a few days ago of me shooting my Glock 19 at some steel plates in an IDPA match. And I want you to see what can be done with a Glock 19. I'm not that great of a shot, folks. But you'll see a stage that I shot. Go to my YouTube channel, and check that out. The stage starts off where we shot one target with just our weak hand, and then two more targets with our strong hand, and then I had to shoot the Texas Star. The Texas Star is a wheel with steel plates on it, and it's stationary at first, and as soon as you start shooting it, it moves. And so the steel plates begin to move, and I dropped 5 steel plates with 7 shots, and I did it pretty quick. With a Glock 19. Yeah, one of those cheap, plastic, inaccurate pistols, right? Yeah, well, you can see what can be done with a Glock 19. Hope you've checked out some of James Yeager's videos on YouTube, by the way. He's a master with a Glock 19. That guy shoots steel at 100 yards with a Glock 19. So if anybody tells you that a Glock is not accurate, don't believe him. Anyway, go to my YouTube channel. Check that out. Give me some comments. Tell me what you think. It's me shooting a stage in IDPA. So that's one of the announcements. And let's get a discussion going on there by some of your comments as well. Also, be watching the YouTube channel. In the next couple of days, I'm going to put a new video on there. I'm going to analyze some holsters. I'm going to analyze some sights that I've been using and some belts. And I'm going to talk about gripping handguns and the proper kind of a grip and some things to work on maybe with your grip. Some things that I've learned that have helped me become a better shooter. So check out YouTube for that as well. Okay, so let me dive right into the main subject matter here. I keep the announcement short and sweet on this show. What kind of a handgun should you get for your wife or your girlfriend? Too many guys get the idea that they know what's best. And I want to start the show by saying, be careful, guys. All right? Don't think that you know what's best. How would you like it if somebody came to you and said, here's the kind of gun you should buy? How would you like it if somebody came home one time with a gun and handed it to you and said, here, this is what you need to own? Some of you might be thinking, hey, I wish somebody would do that. I wish somebody would just bring me a gun. But the point I'm trying to make is ladies don't like it when we try to tell them what it is that they should own. Let them decide for themselves. I'm going to give you some tips in this show as to how to help them come to the decision on what to own. See, I'm a salesperson, folks. This is not my full-time job doing these podcasts. This is a hobby. I have a lot of fun with this. Okay, my full-time job, I'm a sales guy. I'm a salesperson. I sell products for a living, and I learned a long time ago by working for a professional sales trainer that you have to lead people into the decision that they want to make and make it feel like it was their idea. You have to get people to think like it was their idea to buy your product. Guys, it's the same thing with gun purchases. Let the ladies think it was their idea. Trust me, you will get them to be happier about owning a firearm if it was their idea, not yours. And if there's a lady listening to this podcast with you right now, she's probably poking you in the arm right now saying, see, listen to this guy. He's right. He's right. Okay? Too many guys get the idea that they know what's best. Guys, you don't know what's best. Don't get hung up on the fact that, oh, I'm a guy, I know about guns. Really? Yeah, I know a lot of guys don't know anything about guns. Okay, so be careful, guys. I don't mean to bust your ego. I'm sorry, I don't mean to bust your ego, but follow the same steps that you go through in purchasing a gun. Get your wife or your girlfriend or significant other to go through the same kind of steps that you go through in selecting a gun. Okay, a couple of things for you to think about. I'm of the belief, and I'm going to borrow this from James Yeager from Tactical Response. Okay, I believe that a gun doesn't necessarily need to be comfortable, but it needs to be comforting. Again, a gun doesn't need to be comfortable. It needs to be comforting. Comforting to you. It needs to make you feel safe and confident. Okay, if it makes you feel safe, it's comforting. You'll learn to make it comfortable. There's all kinds of holsters and belts and different ways that you can carry a gun to make it comfortable. And I'm going to talk about that on YouTube coming up pretty soon. So again, be tuned for that. Okay, but don't assume anything about comfort with respect to another person. In other words, your wife and your girlfriend. You know, make sure that it's comforting to her first. Make sure she likes the gun, that it's something that she feels good about. Make sure it's a gun that she's going to feel safe about owning too. Okay, if she doesn't think it's going to make her safer, she's not going to use it, she's not going to like it, and she's not going to shoot it. And the most important thing is making sure it's a gun she wants to shoot. Don't think because you like a huge 45 that she should own a big 45. Now, having said that, I know some women that own big 45 caliber pistols, and they carry them, and they hide them, and they're damn good shots with them. And that's fine. That's terrific. In fact, some of them come to my IDPA matches, and they'll come and they'll outshoot half the guys in the group because they practice. And that's fine. If your lady loves those big 45s and she can shoot it and handle it, by all means, help her get a 45 and go to the range with her and practice with her as much, or send her to the range. And folks, let me give you a little secret. Some women like to go to the range by themselves, or they like to go to the range with other women. You know why? Because there's not a guy standing over their shoulder telling them what to do. Gosh, whenever I go to the range to practice, whether it's just the indoor range where I practice at, or even if it's an outdoor range, so many guys hovering over a woman's shoulder while she's shooting, trying to tell her what to do. You know, they act like she's too dumb to know how to use a gun. Folks, don't assume that ladies don't know how to use a gun. And some of them want to go with other women anyway. Some of them want to take classes with other women. Let them go do that. That's fine. Let them go do that. They're probably going to learn better than having you stand over the shoulder telling them what to do, right? In fact, I'll share with you a little secret, guys. Okay? If your lady says, I want to get a gun, and I want to carry it, and I want to learn how to use it, the best instructor to teach her is probably not you. Guys, let me say that again. for your wife or your girlfriend. The best person to teach her how to use a gun is probably not you. Buy her a training class. Buy her a gift certificate to a range that's holding some training classes, for example. Or pay for her admission to go to a school. Let somebody else teach her. In fact, what's really, really cool is there are some female shooting instructors. If you can find a training class being taught by another female, ooh, that's awesome. That's perfect for your lady to attend because she's going to be able to relate to that a lot better. Trust me. Okay? Now, but let me get back to the point to where making sure that it's a gun that she can handle and that she can control comfortably. Now, I'll give you a little personal experience of my own. See, for me, as you know, you've heard me talk about on this show, I own Glocks in 9mm. Okay? And as a male, I have relatively large hands. And Glocks fit me perfectly. Now, coming up on YouTube, I'm going to talk about how to hold a Glock. Because even if you don't have large hands, doesn't mean you can't hold and shoot a Glock and shoot it well. You have to hold it a little bit differently. You have to learn to do it. But folks, trust me when I say this, anybody can learn to shoot a Glock. All right, the grip angle and the grip size is just a bad excuse for a lot of people because they don't practice enough. But because I have relatively larger hands, they fit me perfectly. But for some women, they might be a little too large to hold comfortably. Not that she can't learn how to shoot it. She can. But if it's her first gun purchase and the Glocks don't fit her, as much as I am a fan of them, you might want to look at another gun that maybe like fits her a little bit better, fits her hand. But on the flip side of that, I've seen plenty of women, as I mentioned, show up at IDPA matches with a Glock and they do just fine. In fact, Julie Goloski comes to mind. Julie Goloski is a world champion IDPA shooter. She used to shoot Glocks. I think she now uses Smith & Wesson M&Ps. But look up her website, Julie Goloski, G-O-L-O-S-K-I. Fantastic shooter. If she can handle Glocks, I think there's a lot of people out there that can handle them. Okay? Recently, Tactical Response had an 11-year-old girl show up at one of their class, and she handled a Glock. Just fine. An 11-year-old girl handled the Glock just fine. As a matter of fact, I'm going to post in today's show notes. For today's podcast posting, I'm going to put a link there to all three YouTube videos where you can watch this 11-year-old girl, at Tactical Response Shooting School doing quite well shooting a Glock. I think she was shooting a Glock 17 from what I can tell on those videos. Now, I've heard a lot of men say, well, I need to get my girlfriend a gun, but I need to get her something really small, real light, and really compact. You know, they think that women need to have small guns. I think this is a huge mistake. Huge mistake to automatically assume women need small guns. Now, if they want a small gun to conceal it better, make sure that they understand what comes along with owning a small gun. Small guns recoil more, folks, and most females don't like a lot of recoil. And one of the reasons I think it's a huge mistake to automatically push women into owning small guns is some of them recoil like a son of a gun. No pun intended. Ha ha ha. Right? My car PM9, for example. My car PM9 is very popular with female shooters. I really don't know why it's so popular. It's easy to carry. You know, it's easy for women to put into a fanny pack. It's easy for them to put it on their hip inside the waistband. It's easy for women to put it in their purse. It's a relatively safe gun if you put it in your purse. But ladies, don't ever put a gun in your purse without having it inside of a pocket holster of some kind or something like that. Okay, even double-action revolvers and long double-action pull car PM9s, I just still would feel uncomfortable if I carried a purse having that in there because too many things can bump into that gun. It would just make me feel a little uncomfortable. But I don't know, that's just my choice. Maybe that's just my weird thinking. But that gun recoils a lot. I read a lot of internet posts. Guys say, I bought my wife a car PM9. I wonder if they checked with her with their wife first before they bought her that gun. I wonder if they took her to the range and had her shoot a car PM9. That thing recoils a lot. Okay? That's a pretty snappy gun. Some women may not like the way that that thing recoils. And I tell you what, folks, if they don't like the recoil, if it's uncomfortable for them to shoot, they ain't going to like it. So don't make the mistake of assuming that they need to have a small gun. Also, don't make the mistake of assuming that they need a 380. Okay? I read all kinds of internet posts also from guys saying, oh, I bought my woman a 380. Why'd you do that? Right? Did you automatically assume she needed a 380, or did she like the 380? Now, some women like the 380 because it doesn't recoil. Fine. But you'd be surprised how some women can handle a 9mm just fine, and the 9mm has more stopping power. Okay? My wife can handle any of my Glock 9mm. She's good. Her hands aren't very big, but she can handle my Glock 9mm. All of them. My Glock 26, my Glock 19, and my Glock 34. Hey, the Glock 26 is a fabulous gun, folks. And it's an excellent gun for female shooters. It could be. I mean, it's a 9mm. It's very soft recoil gun. Another one that comes to mind is a Smith & Wesson M&P 9 Compact. That's a very soft recoiling gun. But they're not that hard to conceal. A Glock 26 is not hard to conceal. Again, watch my upcoming YouTube video. I'm going to talk about concealing a Glock 26. Not that difficult to hide at all. You have a good belt. You got a good holster. And even if you just have an untucked shirt, a normal untucked shirt, okay? I carry my Glock 26 under a t-shirt all the time. Nobody ever knows it's there because I have the proper holster and I have the proper belt. And it's a soft shooting 9mm pistol. And it's got a lot more firepower than any 380 on the market, bar none. So again, folks, don't make that mistake of thinking that she's got to have a 380. The best thing I would say you could do is if your lady decides that she wants to own and carry a gun, first thing you should do is sign her up for a class. More than just the concealed carry class. Sign her up for the class first, then buy the gun. Let me repeat that. Sign her up for a class first, then buy the gun. Get her into a shooting class as quick as you can. From that shooting class, she'll probably make a decision what kind of gun she wants. She may get the opportunity to shoot several different types of guns when she's in that class. Take her to a range and rent all the guns you can afford to rent and shoot. One lady that's on our survival forum, I do a survival podcast, folks. It's called Today's Survival Show. You can check me out if you like to learn about self-sufficiency and things like that and modern survival stuff. Check me out at todayssurvival.com and listen to those podcasts. There's a lady that made a post on my forum over there that said she's checking out a gun to buy for concealed carry, and she says that she's rented over 12 guns. And she still hasn't made up her mind yet. That's great. See, I think that's awesome. She's rented over 12 guns and hasn't made up her mind yet. First of all, what I like is the man in her life is letting her decide, obviously, what she wants to buy. And I think that's great. Second of all, I really admire the fact that she's rented 12 different guns. She said right now she's really liking the Springfield EMP, which is a small 9mm 1911. It's a good gun. Good gun. I'm a little nervous for her because I hope she can learn to remember to depress the thumb safety and to remember to get a good firm grip on that gun every time she goes to fire it so she presses the grip safety. As you've heard me say, I'm not a huge fan of 1911s, but somebody who's well-trained with a 1911 will be just fine and very well defended. And, of course, as you know, I recently bought a 1911 in 9mm. So, you know, they may start to grow on me, but that's a good gun, the Springfield EMP. But the best thing I can say is that she's rented 12 guns. I just think that's fantastic. And I think that's what you should encourage the lady in your life to do if a firearm is something that she wants to get. So go browse a selection of gun and narrow it down to just a few that she likes and then pick from those few. Okay? Now, I have another idea for you, and then I'm going to play a couple of audio clips on women and guns. There is a website out there called Cornered Cat by Kathy Jackson. A Cornered Cat, C-O-R-N-E-R-E-D, corneredcat.com. Get your lady to go to that website and read it. It's fabulous. Okay? I like her site. I read her site all the time, and I'm a guy. It's a fantastic site just on concealed carry. I'm going to borrow some of Kathy's material on how to find a gun for a woman. And one of the best points that Kathy makes on that website and in the article that she wrote, she says the best defensive firearm for someone who doesn't want one or won't practice with is nothing. Let me repeat that. The best defensive gun for someone who doesn't even want one or isn't willing to practice with a gun is nothing. She said, it's true. She said, even if you really want her to carry a gun, and even if you've picked out a gun for her, and you've pressured her into taking that gun, even if she does not intend to practice with it, there's not even a point for you in getting her a gun. You should have never bought the darn thing, saved your money. Okay? A gun is nothing but a dangerous nuisance to someone who doesn't want it and is not motivated to learn to use it properly and use it well. I know it may sound like it's a heartless thing, but Kathy says it's true, and she's right. And another point she makes is she says there's no one caliber that's best for all women. And that's why I mentioned earlier, don't assume that she wants a 380. Asking what caliber is best for a woman is exactly the same thing as asking what caliber or is best for a man. The answer is, it really depends. Remember the general rule of thumb of picking a caliber. Okay? Whatever you can comfortably shoot and shoot well is the caliber that you should own. If you can shoot a 45 well, get that. If you can carry it and conceal it and you're willing to practice with it, fine. If you cannot shoot a 45 well, if it's something that you cannot handle well, don't own it. I don't particularly care for 45s that much. That's my personal feeling. So I don't own 45s. I use 9mm. I like the high capacity of most of the 9mm that I carry anyway. So I like the capacity advantage that 9mm gives me anyway. And I feel very well defended with a 9mm Corban DPX. Okay? Your woman's physical size or lack of physical size has very little to do with which caliber is going to be best for her. Kathy makes the point that there's a lot of tiny women with big grins on their faces as they start hammering away with a full-powered manly gun. And like I said, I've seen IDPA matches where women come and they kick our butts. And folks, women tend to be very good shots. Okay, my wife's a better shot than me. Okay, women tend to follow directions better. Women just tend to have good hand-eye coordination. A lot of them do. And you'd be surprised how good of a shot a lot of females are. Okay, and it doesn't matter if a lady is 90 pounds soaking wet or if she's taller than you are. You know, her hand size will matter a little bit, but you'd be amazed what kind of caliber. I've seen a lady come and handle a 357 Magnum just fine. Now, it was a big gun. I doubt that she conceals it, but she can sure handle it. I hope she owns a nice little compact 38 special, or at least a nice little compact revolver that she can put some 357s in, but also some 38s to practice with. Okay? And there's a lot of good little revolvers out there. And, you know, small revolvers are very popular for women. Okay? If your lady decides on a small, one of those little titanium revolvers, those little super lightweight snub-nose revolvers, if she decides on one of those, those are fantastic guns, okay? She's not going to be underprotected with that. If she can handle it, be careful with those little tiny revolvers. Again, they recoil a lot. Okay? So remember, her hand size is going to matter a lot when she picks out the type of gun to use, but the size of her body is not going to tell you much about her tolerance level for recoil. Everybody is different. Everybody's tolerance level is a little bit different. Again, find out what it is that she's going to enjoy shooting. And if it is a 380 that she ends up enjoying the most, fine. Then get her the 380 and get some good Corban DPX loads for that. It'll get the job done. Okay? But some of those 380s recoil a lot because they use a platform that's called a straight blowback. Like those Bursa Thunder 380s or the Walther PPKs. It's a straight blowback gun, okay? And a lot of them are very lightweight, and they have lousy triggers, okay? So they recoil a lot, and they got a terrible trigger, so it's going to be hard for her to be accurate with those. Okay, little Kel-Tec 380s and Ruger LCPs are not easy guns to shoot, folks. They got a long, heavy trigger. And they recoil a lot, especially when you put some hot loaded ammunition. You know what you need to do? Okay, when your lady's at the range renting guns, spend some money and buy some defensive 380 rounds. I mean, buy some Federal Hydra Shocks, buy some Spear Gold Dots, buy some Corban DPX, hot loads, the kind that she's going to carry. And load that gun up with those bullets and see how she likes shooting it. Okay? It recoils a lot, trust me. My car P380 is one of the better 380s I've ever shot, and that's why I still own it in terms of recoil and shootability. And even it has a lot of recoil when I put those super hot rounds in it. So be careful. Okay, now, one thing you might be thinking of, and I'm going to cover it real quick, and then I'm going to play a couple of audio clips for you, but you might be thinking, well, should I start her off with a 22 caliber? Okay? And a lot of beginning shooters start off shooting 22s, and that's not a bad idea. You know, this is kind of a tough point. If all other things are equal, someone that starts off with a 22 is going to spend a lot less time fighting what we call the flinching when they pull the trigger. So therefore, what does that mean? Yeah, it's going to be easier for them to learn to shoot well. Okay? The nice thing about 22, the ammunition's cheap. It's plentiful. You can find it everywhere. And so there's going to be fewer excuses for her to not go to the range. Okay? She can buy the ammo cheap. The gun doesn't recoil much. If you get her one of those Ruger 22s, they have beautiful triggers on them. Okay? And we all know that more practice is better. I talk about that all the time. It's not loud. It doesn't make a real loud noise. She may enjoy that. I mean, you never know what her tolerance is going to be again for noise and recoil and stuff. So shooting a 22 caliber is generally a lot more pleasant for newbies and for a lot of ladies who are not accustomed to the loud sound of gunfire. So, I mean, it's great. If she starts with a 22, that's great. Okay? Is it the best defensive gun in the world? No, it's not. But if it gets her into guns, if it gets her into liking guns, and if it gets her into learning the art of self-defense and learning about shooting and so forth, that's a positive thing. You can always get her a different gun later. You can always trade up. You can always keep the 22 and get her something a little bit more substantial later. So it might not be a bad idea to put a 22 in her hands if she's not familiar with guns at all. Okay, but here's the negative. If she's only going to own one gun, okay, if you know your lady's going to be just a one-gun lady, that's it, and she needs a self-defense gun, then a 22 is a bad choice. Okay, it's just simply not very well suited for self-defense work. I don't think I need to get into the detail on that. Okay, and I know I'm going to get an email, okay? I know somebody's going to send me an email saying, oh, Bob, the 22 has killed a lot of people over the years. Yeah, that's true. It has, but that's because there's so many 22s out there. The sheer numbers is what causes that to happen. That doesn't happen because it's a superior man stopper. So if she's going to be a one-gun lady, you might want to look at something like a 38 special or a small 9mm like a Glock 26. And folks, you can find some soft recoiling 9mm. If she's recoil sensitive, you can find a lot of 9mm guns that don't hardly recoil at all. And you can find some rounds. I guess what I'm getting at here is you can find some ammunition that's very low recoil. Any 9mm full metal jacket load, practice rounds, not going to recoil much anyway. So put that into a Glock 26 Smith & Wesson M&P XD9 subcompact, or get some soft shooting 38 special loads for a decent sized revolver, and you'd be amazed. And those are probably guns that she could probably figure out how to carry fairly easily as well. Okay, let her learn on the gun that she's going to carry for self-defense. That's what I'm saying. She needs to become proficient with that. So if you know for a fact she's going to be a one-gun person, then go ahead and get her self-defense gun right off the bat and go to the range and practice a lot. Now, something else real quick, and then I'll put these audio clips on. Something else that Kathy talks about on her Cornered Cat website. Guys, here's something you got to understand, and I didn't believe this at first until I really checked into it. Your wives and your girlfriends, when it comes to guns, looks matter. Let me say that again. Looks matter. Okay? They like to wear pretty things. And they also like to shoot pretty-looking guns. Okay? I mean, think of it. They like to wear feminine lacy under things even when they're not really in the mood and they have no intention of getting into the mood. It's sort of like the same thing with guns. The looks matter. It's how they feel about it that makes a big difference. Pretty things make ladies happy. That's why you go to a gun range that sells guns and you see there's a lot of pink guns out there for sale now. Guns with pink grips. I've seen pink .22 rifles. And feminine-looking style guns. Why do you think manufacturers make those? Okay? They're not going to make those if that stuff doesn't sell. And you know what, folks? If that's what gets her to the range, let me tell you, that pink gun is going to spit out bullets as good as any black gun will. And the bad guy on the other end, the bad guy who receives that bullet, it's not going to matter whether he was shot with a pink gun or a black gun or a silver gun. He's just as good dead, or he's just as good as stopped as to whether he was shot with a black gun or a pink gun. It makes no difference. So if you want your lady to be happy, a gun is something that she's going to wear. And even though it's going to be concealed, she's still going to want it to look good. All right, so without going any further on any of that stuff, let me go ahead and play a couple of audio clips I want you to listen to. I'll play them back to back. It's about women and guns. And then after I get done listening to playing this for you, because there's probably some ladies listening to this show. I know I have a couple of female listeners, so this is primarily for you, but guys, pay attention as well. I got a few more minutes worth of comments after this, and then I'll close the show. Here you go.
And now, tonight's special assignment.
Women and guns. Sarah Palin made it popular during the campaign.
But it is a growing trend in self-defense. Courtney Garish takes aim in tonight's special assignment. Courtney.
Carol, in many cases, this is about women taking control, not wanting to be the victim. They're ready to learn and ready to use a gun if they have to. This is Nikki Jaminski's hobby.
You ready? Okay, big guy.
A very different Nikki from what her little patients know at this Brookfield Dental Office.
One, two, three.
On the range, Nikki calls herself one tough chick.
I was like, wow, this is really empowering. This feels good.
A few years ago, she bought a boyfriend shooting lessons for his birthday.
He never came back, and I just kept going.
Then Nikki bought her own gun. She keeps it under her bed just in case.
I know that if somebody walked in, I could take care of myself or anybody who was in the house at the time.
Girls and guns. It's a growing trend at Fletcher Arms in Waukesha.
There are more women that are coming in because they're afraid because of the increase in the violence to women and mugging and that type of thing. And they're looking for something to protect themselves with.
But just buying a gun doesn't do you much good if you don't know how to use it and you're not comfortable shooting it. Especially when it comes to self-protection.
This one here is a .22.
With almost no shooting experience, I signed up for a lesson at Fletcher's with instructor Bob Yannis.
And this is your safety.
First step, safety and how to hold a gun. In teaching the basics, Bob removes the fear many women have about firearms, replacing it with knowledge.
This is the same as a golf club, because a golf club does the same thing. It sends a projectile to a target.
After a few hours in the classroom, it's time to shoot.
Bend the knees just a little bit. Remember to breathe.
With the right instruction, anyone can be a good shot.
Very nice.
But when it comes to using a gun for protection, that's a different mindset. Danielle Haber found that out when she opened her own business.
This is a cash business. People give us money, and I have to take it to the bank.
So her gun is always with her, even though Danielle's an expert shot, note the trophies, coming to terms with using a gun for protection if she has to wasn't an overnight decision.
At one point, you thought about transitioning into being able to use a pistol to defend yourself.
Right. It is not a decision you make without thinking about it a lot.
Nikki's first approach to self-defense, she hangs her targets in the garage.
So if somebody came over and was thinking about breaking in, they would probably think twice.
Two women, both skilled shooters and both determined never to be a victim.
So a typical class lasts a couple hours and will cost you about $70. Many women come in for self-defense and then they end up liking it. So a lot of them actually join a league or pick up shooting as a hobby.
Did you feel empowered when you picked up the gun and actually shot, or what did you feel?
I wasn't as afraid of it as I thought I would be, because I felt like I had a handle on what I was doing.
Right.
Bob's a great instructor. He was there the whole time. It's kind of a competitive thing. When you do well, you feel good about it, shooting at a target.
So, okay.
She's got the targets on display in her cubicle here, so.
I'm proud of my aim.
Okay, way to go, Courtney. Thank you.
How do you know whether the ammo you have is the right type?
It's anything but a stereotypical Saturday afternoon. Instead of shopping or having lunch,
ready on the right?
These women are taking a class on shooting.
There are so many acts of violence, I think, against women. It's not a bad idea to own a gun and learn how to use it.
And I'm glad my daughter's with me to share this. I think it'll be fun to keep it up every Tuesday's Ladies' Day. So we'll be here.
In fact, these ladies are part of a fast-growing group. More and more women are buying, learning about, or getting their license to carry handguns.
My son enlisted in the Army, and I know nothing about weaponry, and I wanted to be more aware of what was happening.
I'm a single woman, I mean a single parent, and I feel safer having a gun in the house.
This female real estate agent doesn't want her clients to know that she carries a gun, but says it's the only way she feels safe.
You go into vacant homes, and I just want to protect myself, because you never know who's there.
The ladies usually do better than the guys. Two reasons. One is biological. They have better eye-hand coordination. The second, probably more important, is social. Ladies follow instructions. They do it consistently.
A few miles away in downtown Pittsburgh's federal building,
okay, come on up.
A law enforcement officer's wife takes a refresher course during the week. Our cameras were allowed inside the U.S. Marshals firing range, which is usually a prohibited area for media.
You're always looking. Rear sight, front sight, target.
We have weapons in the house. And I, again, because they're in the house and they're available, I want to make sure that I know how to use them, that I'm aware of the safety.
Pat Fitzgerald learned to shoot a gun as a teen, got her license to carry more than 20 years ago, one of the only females back then. Today, the Allegheny County Sheriff's Office estimates one in five people licensed to carry are women. Jim Ellis is a National Rifle Association instructor since 1991 and federal firearms instructor. He has witnessed firsthand the growing female shooter trend.
If you go to the gun shows at one time, it was all men. The last time we went, there's a lot more women, and women are interested.
Ellis also showed me how he trains law enforcement officials. First, with real guns, two revolvers, a .38.
Put this front sight instead of the target, and just press the trigger.
Then a .44. We also went inside the U.S. Marshals simulator. Pat uses a revolver. I was given a semi-automatic, along with employee Danielle Pindell. Ellis tested us on different scenarios, and we found real life is much different than on the range.
When I'm shooting here, I'm thinking more of this is reality. When I was down on the range, I'm thinking, concentrating on what he's telling me.
But preparing for real life scenarios is exactly what Chris Casella, manager of Federal Firearms in South Fayette, says his female gun buyers want.
The women are coming in strictly for handguns for self-defense, something to keep in the house. 99% of it is the fear of a crime happening, you know, especially while a spouse is out of town or they're going through a separation.
Chris estimates when he first started here 10 years ago, he'd see roughly 15 females all year. Today, 60 to 70 come in wanting a handgun. And he says women are different than men. They do their research. They want certain features like an internal lock, lifetime warranty, smaller gun and grips. This Kel-Tec is a big seller, or this Lady Smith. And gun manufacturers are trying to tap into the female market by making guns prettier. Gold triggers, rosewood grips. Casella says he's even sold guns that are pink.
You want it pink, I'll make it pink. You know?
And what other colors can you get it in?
The sky's the limit. I mean, it's just
really?
It's like nail polish. Load one.
Back at Anthony Arms, we didn't find any pink guns, only good shots. And females that aren't afraid to fire.
She really can shoot.
Okay, I hope you enjoyed those two audio clips. I found them to be very informative. I don't know if you noticed, but the first clip, it was about a training school, a shooting school in Waukesha. Waukesha is in Wisconsin, my home state. You know what the real shame of that is, though? I'm sure glad that they're teaching ladies how to shoot and teaching them to own guns and things like that. But Wisconsin doesn't allow them to carry it because Wisconsin is one of the two states that completely ban concealed carry of any type. Come on, cheeseheads. All right, that's my home state. I can make fun of my own cheeseheads. Come on, folks, get with it up there. I grew up in that state. There's so many hunters and sportsmen up there in Wisconsin. It really blows my mind why they won't allow people to carry. By the way, the other state is the home state of our illustrious president, or what he calls home anyway, Illinois. They don't allow concealed carry either. Anyway, I won't go down that road. But those were two very good, informative audio clips there that I want you to listen to, especially you ladies out there. So I hope you got something from that. A few closing points, and I'll bring this show to an end here in just a minute, from Kathy Jackson's Cornered Cat website. She says, remember that your wife or your girlfriend doesn't necessarily have to carry her gun in her purse. And again, you heard me say earlier, I kind of discourage purse carry. And on-the-body carry is typically going to be the fastest way to carry. What I mean is that's going to be the fastest way to get your gun if it's on your body. Okay? A woman can hide a gun just as easily as any guy can. And ladies can get used to, and there's special holsters for ladies and everything. You know, with ladies, it's a whole different ball game because of their body shape and body parts. They have to choose holsters a lot differently than guys do. But there's a lot of holster manufacturers out there, so get on the internet and do some searching out there for holsters for females. But they can carry it on the body just like anybody else can. Okay, so if you're going to buy her a gun, guys, don't buy her a gun because it's easy to purse carry. I think that would be a huge mistake is what I'm trying to say, and I think that's the point Kathy was trying to make on her website. And the final point I'd like to make in bringing this show to a close is, ladies, I'm going to talk directly to you now because I've been kind of talking to the guys most of the time in this podcast. Ladies, please, I'm begging of you, go get your concealed carry license and please own a gun. You have just as much of a right to own and carry a pistol as any man does, and you might possibly could be more vulnerable to a violent attack than most men are. Use your Second Amendment rights. And ladies, even if you grew up in a household where guns were discouraged, you're now a grown woman. You're now an adult. You now make your own decisions. You're now responsible for your own safety. And if the man in your life is not home all the time, you got to protect yourself. And there's a lot of bad people out there, folks, that want to do a lot of bad things. Ladies, guns are not big, bad, nasty things, like maybe you've been taught to believe. Guns don't shoot themselves. In other words, they don't shoot by themselves. Somebody has to pull the trigger on a gun. No gun has ever fired by itself. Don't rule out, ladies, owning a firearm to protect yourself. It could be the one and the only thing that saves your life. And ladies, I would rather see you put a bullet in that rapist's head than for him to go out and do it again to some other woman because you didn't stop him. I know that might sound kind of harsh, but you know what? It's reality. And I want safety for you just as much as the man in your life wants safety for you. And so now, ladies, I'm going to give you a guy's perspective. The guy's perspective is this. We don't want harm to come to you. And we feel really bad and we feel really inadequate if something bad happens to you, ladies. I'm telling you, it makes us feel like we didn't do our job. But we can't be there for you all the time to protect yourself. So take your safety into your own hands and get a gun and learn how to use it and learn how to shoot it. And so with that, I'm going to go ahead and bring this episode number 41 of the Handgun World to a show. Why do I carry a gun? Because I can't carry a cop. Ladies, why should you carry a gun? Because you can't carry a cop either. Hopefully you enjoyed this show, folks. Thanks for tuning in. Watch my YouTube videos. Catch you next time. Bye-bye.
Send lawyers, guns, and money. This shit has hit the fan. Guns and money.